This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your friends, because your friends are the best people in your life. Probably, I hope relatives of yours are your friends. How do you decide who your friends are? Ever work that over in your mind? This is the Deep JV Experience. So let's get the unique perspectives of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan on friendship. Who's your best friend, Victoria?
My best friend has been my best friend since high school. My best friend, Allie.
Really?
We are attached at the hip.
Are you?
Yeah.
So the man in your life is not your best friend?
No. No. Lewis is, well, actually, a very wise man once told me, you should not marry your best friend. You should marry your biggest fan. And so Lewis is my biggest fan, and I am his. And so my best friend is my best friend, and my biggest fan is my
fan. So how is friendship different from fan? That's very interesting. I never thought about
it. Yeah, that's kind of a cool thing.
That way. Yeah.
It's true. I mean, it's, well, actually, our mutual friend Walter Sabo is the one who said that to me 10 years ago when I first met him. And I had never thought of it that way. He said, I have a best friend. My best friend is there for me for different reasons, but my wife is my biggest fan and I'm her biggest fan. And I thought, you know what? That's a great way to look at it.
Huh.
So, yeah, I love that. I mean, obviously, Lewis and I have a friendship. We've been together almost 5 years and we are, you know, the most important people in each other's lives, but, my best friend is always going to be my best friend, so I like having a separation.
Do you? All right, Jen, what about you?
You know, I think that the idea of a best friend is kind of one from, like, grade school. Because when I think about my life, I mean, or maybe I'm just super blessed. I don't know. Either way. But I have friends in my life who I couldn't classify one on top of the other because they are all, like, integral parts of my life, you know. And so, I mean, it's hard for me to go, oh, yes, this is my best friend. I mean, I have people who were my childhood best friends who I grew up with, but maybe life circumstances has sort of changed our relationship, yet when we get together, we still go back to best friend status. And then I have the people that I see every day that I choose to have in my life. So I don't know. I'm very lucky because I have some great friendships, and on this program included some new friendships that I feel like are really developing. And, you know, sadly, maybe
no.
Not. But, you know, like, I mean, really, my friendships are from the people I surround myself with in work, because I am constantly working. It's not like I'm, you know, going places to book clubs where I get to hang out with interesting people. So when I feel really lucky that I get to work with people that I like and with people that I trust, because I think that's hugely important, and those people become really important in my life just every day. So
true. I mean, we all spend, just on this show, and Jen, you've got 9 other shows that you do every day, so, but just on this show for 3 hours every day, we spend more time together in a concentrated way and talking to each other more than we do with probably anyone else in our lives.
I said that to Rich McFadden one day, and he had never thought about it that way. We spend more time together than you do with anybody else in your life.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And quality time,
because we sit for 3 hours a day and talk with each other. Mm-hmm. And where, I mean, even with your significant other, in the best, most healthiest of relationships, do you really sit down with your significant other and just talk for 3 hours a day? Probably not.
And we have to, and it's true, and the quality of us listening to each other is so off the charts compared to how normal people communicate today, because, you know, look around at any restaurant. There's two people sitting there not talking, and they're most likely on
their
phones.
They're on their devices.
Yeah. So, and we don't do that. We're actually actively listening to each other. So it's a very concentrated amount of listening and caring about what the other person's saying.
And by the way, Jennifer, if she would listen 3 hours a day, I would talk to her.
Right?
But in fact, she does listen.
I was going to say, you've hit two nails on the head because Victoria said your biggest fan, which your significant other seems to be your biggest fan. Hmm. And, you know, you're also talking about, I'm just talking about how we sit down and talk for 3 hours a day. I mean, that's also something that she does, is she talks with you and listens to you anyway.
Listens, yeah, right. Yeah. Once in a while there's an exchange, but it's listening. All right, let's get to people in the news. Wayne Newton. How many people remember Wayne Newton?
Of course, Mr. Las Vegas, please.
Yes, Mr. Las Vegas. Actually, I don't know that you recognize him anymore because he's had so much face work done. But he's changed. Now he has his ranch in Las Vegas, and he has applied with the city to have peacocks. Apparently, I'm not sure whether these are his or his neighbors. He said to the city fathers, we've never bought a peacock because there are complaints coming from his neighbors about all the noise being made by
really
the peacocks
loud.
That
are
seem
they?
To be on his
yes.
ranch. They're ugly, nasty,
they're not ugly,
loud.
They're beautiful.
They look good, but like so many things that look good, when you get close to them, they don't sound good,
they're
they don't smell good.
Yeah, they're kind of aggressive too, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
Like swans. Swans are they are beautiful, but ugly.
Yeah.
At the same time, you don't want to get close to a swan.
Sort of like Kim Kardashian.
Peacock.
Kidding, Kim.
All right. Ben Hooper, next name in the news. You know who he is?
The only guess that I have, Ben Hooper, do you remember on Saturday Night Live you went to Hooper's store? Is he related to Mr. Hooper at all?
No.
Oh.
Mr. Ben
Hooper?
Say who?
I said, is he a hula hooper?
He is not a hula hooper. Well, I don't know. He may be a hula hooper.
Maybe.
Ben Cooper is a 38-year-old Englishman who is swimming across the Atlantic.
Ah.
Wow.
So he's an idiot.
He has a death wish.
He's about to get cold.
Perfect.
He's trying to break the Guinness Book of World Records. It will take him 4 months to swim across the Atlantic. Its closest point is between Brazil and Senegal in Western Africa. That's the closest point.
Why?
Wow.
I mean, instead of breaking a Guinness, drink a Guinness, dude. Like, I appreciate people who want to do things and challenge themselves. But you're going to throw yourself in the ocean for 4 months. Do you know what that does to a body, to your skin, to your well-being? Ugh!
Frizzle.
Gross.
You know how your fingers got when you put them in the dishwater too long.
I'm just saying, and as a man, I mean, there are other issues that go on that I just can't even imagine.
Really?
I can't imagine.
Well, I just think of sharks. I mean, how do you keep sharks away?
Well, in the middle, they are close on shore. They're not a mid-ocean. Some of the big whales are, but sharks go out into the ocean. The Guinness Book of World Records has, according to his research, never found anybody no human has ever swum in an ocean in full every single mile across it. There have been a couple of attempts, but nobody has landed there. We've landed on the moon, but we haven't been able to swim across an ocean. And one of the reasons that they don't do that, Mr. Hooper, is because at this time of year, the ocean swells are 40 feet high.
Oh,
you
want to
swim?
That is terrifying.
Those?
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds horrible.
What, 40 feet swells?
That's a wave?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? In the middle of the ocean? Oh, that
is
horrible.
He burns 12,000 calories a day in order. So he swims freestyle 12 hours a day. And he's swimming for charity. He hopes to raise $1 million. Hmm. And he doesn't drown in the meantime. There's a boat with him, so he's not going to drown. But right. It still does seem a little...
Think about that woman. What was her name? Diana Nyad? What was her name?
Oh,
Diana
Nyad.
Yes.
Yep. The 60-year-old woman who was swimming. She was talking about the jellyfish stings and the salt water on her skin. God. When she got out of the water, remember that the first time when she didn't fail, and she was so stung up. Her lips were swelling, everything. She was turning blue. Oh, jeez.
I don't understand. Ugh. Yeah.
All right. Here's the story of Brendan Dassey. You remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Name in the news.
Sure. Making a murderer, yeah.
Out of the slammer, a judge granted his motion to be released from prison while there is a new wrinkle in his case. The documentary, Making a Murderer. This fellow was believed to be, now, apparently, an innocent victim of police intimidation. So he's in his mother's custody now. The conditions by which he has to be available, shall we say, he's got to abide by the rules. The probation office says that anybody can come by his home to visit whenever they want to. He's got to provide him with a phone number and that sort of thing. No contact with his uncle and co-defendant Stephen Avery, who's still in the slammer. Mm. This kid's 26-year-old. He was accused about 10 years ago, along with this guy, Steve Avery, of murdering Teresa Halbach back in 2005. So both Avery and Dassey were convicted in 2007, sentenced to life in prison. Conviction was overturned a month or so ago. Judge said investigators and their interrogation on him had all kinds of statements in them, false promises to him about what would happen if he went along for the ride. He was 16 at the time of his confession. He is below average in intellectual capacity. Yeah. In other words, but retard is not politically
right. I don't
correct.
Think people hear that anymore.
That's why I said
no.
Below
he's
average.
Not, he's not that level, but right. he's definitely slow for his yeah. for his age and everything. Right. And watching him be interrogated for all these hours without a parent, without a lawyer, I watched this whole series, Making a Murderer, and it just
why?
It
what
your
was
heart.
There about it that intrigued you?
Well, it became a phenomenon. I mean, after The Jinx, Making a Murderer came out, and it became the next big thing that everyone was watching. It was this documentary following this family, the Avery family. They're kind of all a little bit off, a little bit slow, a little bit off. But to see the police corruption and to see how much it really just sucks to be poor in America. I mean, if you're poor in America and the justice system is not on your side.
People
no, no.
We all know that. That's a joke.
It's terrible. And so I'm happy this poor kid got out of jail, but, I mean, it's 10 years of his life.
Does he look like somebody who'd be on Duck Dynasty?
Yes.
One of those.
Without the beard. Aww. Without the beard.
Does that sound
Duck Dynasty
good?
People are pretty smart. They've created that empire.
Yeah, very smart. I'm just saying what they look like.
Yes. Looks-wise, yes. Yeah.
All right. 18 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really are. Dig yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so.
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples, make more happen. If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. Ibotta.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I don't wanna know who's taking you home. I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, no.
I don't wanna know
who's taking you home.
It's 24 at the hour. I don't wanna know who's taking you home.
So.
New song from Maroon 5.
I don't know.
This might be my favorite Maroon 5 song in a long time. Love their little reggae vibe.
So the American Music Awards kicking off this Sunday. Star Stack Bill. As you look around at the list of people who are going to be performing, Fifth Harmony, Lady Gaga, 21 Pilots, Green Day, with Maroon 5 and Kendrick Lamar. Let's see here. Shawn Mendes, John Legend, Ariana Grande on the stage this Sunday. Jay Farrow from SNL and Gigi Hadid. I don't know her.
That's right.
She's the hostess of this show.
Gigi and her sister Bella are just like the new It Girls about town.
Bella Hadid.
They're both models, yeah. Gigi's boyfriend is Zayn Malik, formerly of One Direction.
Really?
Yep, right, so that just brings it all full circle for you, doesn't it, Doug?
Certainly does. I'm certainly glad we close that loop. Rihanna is going to be singing, Carrie Underwood, Selena Gomez. They're battling it out to take away the title for Artist of the Year. I find that, let's see, who else is on that list? The Worm's in there.
The Worm. A.K.A. Justin Bieber.
Right, yeah. So Rihanna's already got 7 nominations.
What a show off.
Carrie Underwood has 3 nominations. Selena Gomez has 2. Ariana Grande has 1. But she's going to be on with Nicki Minaj for a duet called Side to Side, which is number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 list this week. They're also, let's see, look at some of these other people. I'm trying to figure out, I saw a billboard for the Chainsmokers when I was in L.A. last week. Jennifer, mm-hmm. I never heard of them until you mentioned them, I think, Victoria, a couple, 3 weeks ago, and we had some music of theirs.
This is their song right now, Closer. This is just, you can't get away from this hit. Oh my gosh, it's been around forever now.
What does forever mean?
Well, you know, like weeks.
Well, here's I was looking at this Modern Family story. Sarah Hyland.
Right.
Is covering a song called Closer from the Chainsmokers.
Yeah, that's the song we're listening to now, the Chainsmokers with Halsey. And so I didn't know she sang, but she does apparently.
The day I met
you, I there she is.
Just why I loved you, I was insane.
So is she a part of this weekend as well?
No, she's just part of a cover album.
And it's significant because of the song and because she's on Modern Family. Those two things
exactly.
Make a
yep.
note. All right. See, I'm catching on.
There you go. But you're exactly right. It's went viral because of her following from Modern Family. She plays Haley.
Wait, and
she's in her 20s.
Is she?
Yeah.
All right, other music award information. Billboard announced the addition of Meghan Trainor and Maren Morris to the honorees at the 11th Annual Women in Music event, which is next month.
Both Trainor good additions, I think.
Are they?
Yeah.
I know about Meghan Trainor. I don't know much about Maren Morris. What do we know about her?
Can I get a song. This might be my jam for the year. This is such a great song.
What's it called?
My Church.
Really? So this is big, more country than anything else, right, Jen?
Very country.
Yeah, very country.
She's the recipient of Maren Morris is the recipient of this year's Women in Music Breakthrough Artist Award, given to an artist who's emerged as a leading voice in the past year. So, do they not have a man and a woman, just one person who breaks through?
I think just one artist a year.
Okay. Also being honored at the Billboard Women in Music event will be Shania Twain, who deserves
it. She's resurging. Her She's career cool. is really coming back.
Very cool. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether the teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a Chihuahua, it's a Schnauzer, it's a Poodle, Warren. It doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Bob Dorigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Over the years, we've talked about many reasons for not filing a lawsuit. They can be expensive and time-consuming, of course, but did you know that one reason actually has a special name featured on Wikipedia? It's called the Streisand Effect. The name comes from a lawsuit filed by entertainer Barbara Streisand. Here's the story. Several years ago, she sued a photographer for $50 million. Why? The photographer had taken a picture of her home, and thousands of others, as part of a government effort to document erosion of the California coastline. She didn't want her house appearing in any photos, though, so she sued. Before her lawsuit, only 6 people had downloaded the picture from the internet. But after she sued, more than 400,000 people visited the website and then saw her home. Let's be fair, making a mountain out of a molehill by filing a lawsuit can backfire in many ways. Find out more about the hidden costs of lawsuit abuse. Visit our website.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Half-hour conversation, aren't you? That's good. Television report. In a few moments, the sad story of the passing of Gwen Ifill, a part of our conversation. Some more names in the news today. Tom Brady has been involved in a couple of things in the last 24 hours that are worth paying some attention to. Although, maybe you don't know who Tom Brady is. I don't know. Does Jennifer know who Tom Brady is?
What? I don't know. I mean, you know, Jen's not really that up on sports, so I don't
what?
Know.
What? This is a hot dude. playing football wearing a Make America Great Again hat. And you think I don't know who he is? Right.
Well, because you wore that hat, Jennifer. By the way, hello, this is DJV. I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria. He says he doesn't want to do any more political supporting. I guess that's
sure.
probably... lost the Seattle Seahawks. It was this first loss of the season, isn't it? They lost. The Patriots lost 24-31 this weekend.
I don't know if it's the second, third.
Maybe the second, really?
Yeah. It's an important loss, but it's not the first, I don't
think.
They've
had a good year so far, though.
He says, I'm not talking politics anymore. I got other things to worry about. It was a bad idea, I know. I told you I wouldn't. Then, after I told you I wouldn't, and I changed my mind. Because he was on... He goes on a couple of these Boston sports talk shows.
It's part of his contract, yeah.
I think, yeah. And so, you know, at first he said he wasn't going to support anybody, and then he supported Trump, says Trump is his good friend.
Yeah, they golfed together.
Yeah. And then got a lot of negative flack for that from, I mean, hello, Massachusetts. There were probably three collective votes for Trump here, and his was one of them.
I guess his wife didn't vote for her because his wife made it pretty clear on social media that she said that we were not voting. I love
Good
when
luck.
A woman goes, we're not voting. We're not doing that.
We're not doing that.
He's his own man. He can vote for whoever he wants.
You know, it's really interesting. I'm going to go down this road just for a second and stop me before I get lost. The number of people, the way people, and this sort of goes in. My theme today, boys and girls, has been unity. I read something that Martin Luther King said, and it prompted me to be very philosophical about our relationship as Americans to one another. And so I say that because this has been a very divisive 5, 6, 7 months for sure. And there, my friend lives in a well-to-do community, I'll put it that way. And she was having a conversation with one of her neighbors about the election. And in having the conversation with her friend was talking about how Hillary Clinton is great and isn't it wonderful that she gets so many votes? And can you believe that 1,247 people in our town actually voted for Trump? And she says nothing. She's very good at being poker faced and just... You know, she's walking the dog. How's everything with you? Very pleasant, friendly. And so this lady kept pressing her. And because she didn't say anything, the lady sort of put two and two together.
And you're one of them.
One of like, those people.
Look, I get this because I'm in L.A., and
yes,
so I voted for Trump, and I get the same reaction. Yeah. What are you, a racist? You get that whole nonsense.
Right. Well, what happened to freedom of choice? What happened to making up your own mind? What happened to being yourself? That's sort of what I would like us to celebrate. That's all I'm going to say. I just got a kick out of it because I can see she has a wonderful poker face. I mean, she doesn't want to tell something. She's anybody's... She just has that look on her face. And it's, but, you know, you wonder now, under the circumstances, will this person ever talk to her again? You know, that kind of stuff. It's not as bad as having a scarlet letter on your forehead, but in some circumstances, I guess, it is to a point. Anyway, I thought that was kind of
funny. I won't make a red hat joke.
Well, I see that in essence, that's what, that's basically what Brady is saying.
Well,
it's vilified.
The red hat actually was seen in his locker room, and that's how it all started. It was in his locker.
All right. Anyway, here's something good that is going on with Brady. The story of Calvin Trageton, I believe is his name, T-R-A-G-E-T-H-O-N, lives in Boxford, Massachusetts. He is 11 years old, has a complex heart problem. He and five other young folks from around the country got to meet Brady last week at the stadium. The partnership that they have with Make-A-Wish Foundation is very strong. And so these sorts of things, these kids are all dying. I mean, think about it. Well, think about being 11 years old knowing you're not going to live to be 12. So all of these kids, when they made the wish, said they want to meet Tom Brady. So, they went to the arena. They went to see everything behind the scenes. They played catch with him. got jerseys from him, took photos with him, got to run through the locker room, put on Patriots helmets.
Wow.
They went onto the field to sing Crazy Train. The owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, was there. So you look at some of these kids and they've had open heart surgery. They got all kinds of problems. Even though I saw a picture of this kid, Calvin, he looks pretty healthy. And when you look at him, you wouldn't think he had a heart condition. But he stays active. He can play football and he plays baseball. But he just will not. His heart won't grow. So I'm looking at a picture that was taken of these kids. It's really very
the Patriots
cool.
are they're very good about a lot of charities. I mean, yeah. That's not to take away.
But Kraft
from
is like that, but Kraft yeah. is like that. He's a yeah, tough guy, but he's very he's
a lot of,
got a heart.
For all the bad stuff that the NFL has and deals with, and you know, there's plenty there.
Yeah.
But a lot of the NFL players and a lot of the NFL teams do a lot of good charity work, and I know the Patriots yeah. are probably, I would put them out front. I know the New York Giants, that's my home team, they do a lot of good stuff, too, with kids. But, you know, it's nice to hear stories like this where it's not all just bad stuff about the NFL.
Yep. It's, well, but you see, it's all made up of individuals. Any organization is made up with the individual
right.
people. They can't have an organization. They have people that are sort of in it together. And so that maybe helps to, it's like molecules or cells or stuff. You put them all together.
Just in protecting their brand, the NFL has done stuff in a dumb way. But the players yeah. are not all bad. And the players right. and the teams do a lot, I think, for community right. outreach. And that's positive.
Well,
and
he's you a don't good contrast also, he, to Copernicus or whatever.
Yeah. And
Colin
you
Kaepernick.
You also don't hear a lot of bad stuff about individual players on the Patriots. So I don't know no. if their management is just stricter or...
Belichick, he's
except
a Czechoslovakian
that one guy
coach.
Killed somebody, right?
But. He's a Czechoslovakian coach.
Oh, that's right.
Bill Belichick is a Czech.
Huh. That's the name.
We're tough, man.
Better to be that than a Bella Brit.
That's right, Bella Czech.
Or Bella Franck.
Good Czech stock.
Bella Berg.
Nostrevi, Bill.
Bella.
All right. Cheers.
Okay, oh. Cheers.
Isn't it funny how something that is such a happy thing sounds so menacing?
Because I say it like a mean Russian.
Sound like a mean Russian. All right, in a moment, the story of the passing of Gwen Ifill and other television news, plus the schedule of what's on TV for Tuesday night. That's coming up here, DJV at 43 after the hour.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better. A commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
temps are dropping, and you know what that means. It's coat time. Make Burlington your cold weather headquarters today. We're packed with super warm, super stylish coats for the whole family, from fashion to classic, quilted to parka, and much more. Plus, there are endless scarves, hats, gloves, and boots from all the top name brands everyone loves. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Style so good, you'll look forward to getting caught in the cold. Burlington, style for everyone.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and
46 after the hour now. It's Doug Jen and Victoria with the word about Gwen Ifill, who is the anchor at PBS NewsHour. With Judy Woodruff. She's married to that character with the glasses and the gray hair. All right, Jennifer, help me on this one. He's a hardcore lefty who is a newspaper guy, and you see him on all of the chat shows, on all of the...
A lefty with glasses on the chat shows.
Hey, Alan Hunt, thank you. That's
Good job,
Sarah. You pulled out. Where'd you find that one?
Google. Yep.
All right, anyway, Gwen Ifill, who knew she was sick? Man, I saw her.
Pretty, and relatively young, right? Isn't
61.
She 61? Yeah. Crazy.
Yep. She was one of those thoughtful reporters, I thought, anyway. She didn't get into it. I suppose you could guess what her politics are, but she wasn't deliberate about it like so many of the rest of them.
When you have to guess, I'm happy about that. You know, just don't let me know outright. You know, I don't mind speculating. I thought it was kind of nice. President Obama, during his press conference yesterday, paid tribute to her, too, which was pretty cool. So.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of speculation, Billy Bush. Speculation is, and I think Breitbart started this on their own, but it was on page 6 apparently yesterday, Victoria, this Steve Bannon has left Breitbart, so Billy Bush is being what kind of a silly thing would this be for him?
They want him to be an entertainment reporter,
right?
On Breitbart?
Yeah, I know.
Are those Billy Bush's political stripes? I don't know anything about his politics.
I don't know. I think that they want his name and the cachet that goes along with having Billy Bush there. Yeah. They're launching a TV network, I believe.
Yeah.
They are. That's kind of what people were speculating. Trump TV was going to be the backup plan if Trump lost. They were going to launch Trump TV kind of in conjunction with Breitbart. Now it's just becoming Breitbart TV. So idea is the same, but it'll be a
So how many of these networks? You got Newsmax, you got Fox.
Right.
Isn't there one other one?
The Blaze. Don't forget Glenn Beck tried to do this. And you know, the thing is that the Blaze and what's the other one you just mentioned, Newsmax, they all tried to go on to cable, and it is tough business to break into cable. Take it from someone who's been in there for 30 plus years watching my dad's company do this. I mean, it is tough. You have to pay to play at this point now, and it's really rough. And Al Jazeera Network, which was based here, just went out. Yeah. They're gone. I mean, and they had a ton of money. So much money. I had friends who did lifestyle reports for them. And, I mean, I said from the very beginning, first of all, they're never going to last because they need to change their name. You are not ever going to have a successful TV network with
not
the name
in the
Al
West.
Jazeera.
Right.
You're just not.
You have to have much research done for that.
That was the dumbest thing they could have done. And they had a beautiful studio. They had tons of money. They were not, you know, they weren't politically slanted, certain way. Right. But,
Hi, Ginger. What's on tonight that's good?
All right. Beyond Magic tonight, David Blaine will shock Johnny Depp, Drake, Emma Stone, and more in a brand new TV special, David Blaine Beyond Magic. If you want to watch that, that's on ABC tonight at 9 o'clock. Lots of stars in it with him. Also, some interesting stuff on TV. Of course, all the local episodes, you know, all the stuff we like, This Is Us, all that is new. But there's a special on PBS called Black America Since Martin Luther King and I Still Rise. That's PBS at 8 if you need some inspiration. On BET, a White House celebration, love and happiness, a musical experience. It's BET at 9.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The hour now, we have some food news of interest and import. Is there any other kind of food news other than interesting and important food news? I would hope that that would be the case.
You've got some food news you're going to hate. That's next.
Yeah, you'll be wasting your time if you stay with us for the next couple of minutes because we're going to talk about useless food information.
Yeah, look, people, you're not going to get your life back, so.
Right.
What is happening?
As a matter of fact, the first story has to do with collard greens. So stay tuned for that right after these words.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Intel. According to the Consumer Technology Association's Holiday Retail Outlook study, a record 68% of Americans plan to buy tech gifts this holiday season. With laptops at the top of holiday wish lists, new devices powered by Intel's 7th-gen Core processors are bound to be among this year's favorites. 7th-generation Intel Core-based systems were built for the immersive Internet, providing premium 4K Ultra HD entertainment and 360-degree video. They're faster than ever, delivering richer visuals for gaming on the go, facial login, long battery life, and much more. Scott Massey, Intel spokesperson.
This holiday season, Intel is powering the thinnest, lightest, and most powerful devices ever. Today's PCs are enabling new, amazing experiences, making now the best time to buy a new PC.
Whether it's a two-in-one, notebook, mini PC, gaming system, or all-in-one, there is an Intel-powered device for everyone this holiday season. For more information, visit Intel.com.
All right, Amy Newmark, who's normally with us at this time, is in Afghanistan or something, isn't she? Where is she?
She's in Dubai.
Oh, Dubai.
She's not in Afghanistan.
She's not fighting the good fight.
She's like the Ritz-Carlton in Dubai.
Okay, all right, got it. The folks who sell... Why are you laughing?
She's very funny.
Yeah. Actually, you'd be surprised how close Afghanistan is to Dubai.
Of course.
Right,
look
right.
Look at the map.
I also don't tell people I live in Arizona, even though that's a bordering state to California. But yeah.
Excuse me. Thank you. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
Are you okay?
Uh-oh. I think the moment
somebody
has come.
Somebody call the paramedics!
All right, here we go.
I'm
Nutella. It's now the Jennifer Horn.
Finally!
Hasn't that been her plot all along?
God has paid me off with the choking of Doug Stephanie went out with a chestnut. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, you were saying?
Nutella.
Is
petitioning the Food and Drug Administration to lower their serving size from 2 tablespoons to 1. Because people look at the calorie total on their jars. Nutella coming under scrutiny because... is it a jam? Is it a spread? Is it a dessert? What is it? What is Nutella? Who eats or uses Nutella?
Who doesn't?
I don't, but isn't it chocolate
on ice
hazelnut?
Cream?
I mean, it's chocolate hazelnut spread, right?
Yeah, it's a chocolate hazelnut spread. It's the most delicious, divine thing on a crepe.
Really?
It's amazing.
Okay, all right.
It's even good on toast.
Is it?
Yes.
How about
that's
collard
how they advertise
greens?
It now.
Collard greens good on toast?
No. I have no use for collard greens.
What seems crazier than ordering frozen collard greens for $81? Not being able to place an order because they're sold out. The internet lost it over needless markups. Made in the USA frozen collard greens, selling at $66 plus $15 to ship them. In demand, gone. Last week, don't expect to feed... an army with this dish. A 12-ounce tray serves 8 people. And it is... it kind of reminds me of kale. You know, that whole big deal about kale. This is
except
good.
It doesn't taste as good as kale.
Yeah,
and,
I like
and kale.
Kale
doesn't taste good.
My mom's from the South, so collard greens she loves. And I feel like collard greens sort of take on the bacon that usually the South cooks them with. Isn't it? I mean, collard greens, you cook it in, like... bacon fat, sort
they
of.
Put them, they
you put it in
put
a big ham hock.
Baked beans.
Ham hock, there you go.
Yeah, my ex is from Alabama. They were all about the ham hock and everything, and I don't eat meat, so it was super fun.
You can put this stuff all together, baked beans, brisket, and collard greens, and order them from Needless Markup for $235.
Lovely.
Store.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, go to a whole paycheck. You probably have to pay almost as much if you go there to buy that stuff as you would from Needless Markup. Oh, by the way, it's $29 for shipping, too. You can check it out at their website. It's 59 past the hour.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.